Producers have been making the most of the weather this week and 20% of crop is now combined and in the bin. Harvest is progressing very quickly and is well ahead of the 5-year average, 2016 to 2020, of 4%. 5% of crop is swathed and 14% is ready to straight combine, ahead of the 5-year average, 2016 to 2020, of 7%. Some producers have indicated that yields are worse than they expected, while those who got timely rains are reporting they are seeing yields closer to average. 83% of winter wheat, 75% of fall rye, 64% of field peas and lentils, 25% of barley and 13% of spring wheat has been combined. An additional 12% of canola has been swathed or is ready to straight cut. East Central Saskatchewan, Crop District 5, Melville, Yorkton, Cooper, Kamsack, Foam Lake, Preesville and Kelvington areas. Crop District 6A, Lumsden, Craik, Watrous and Clavitt areas. Currently 13% of the crop is combined in the region, which is ahead of the 5-year average for this time of year of 2%. 18% of the crop has been swathed or is ready to straight cut, which is over 3 times the 5-year average, 2016 to 2020, of 5%. Some canola swaths have been scattered across fields after a strong windstorm blew through. Harvest of short crops has been a challenge and yields of most crops are less than average. 85% of the fall rye, 73% of the winter wheat, 65% of the field peas, 80% of the lentils and 24% of the barley has been combined. An additional 16% of the canola has been swathed or is ready to be straight cut. The Lipton area received the most rain with 20 mm. The Ituna area received 12 mm, the Mecham area 11 mm and the Raymore area 7 mm. The remaining areas of the region received less than 5 mm over the week. Topsoil moisture has declined slightly this week as rainfall in the region was not widespread enough to make a significant difference. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 2% adequate, 27% short and 71% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 1% adequate, 20% short and 79% very short. Crop District 6A has reported that 98% of the cropland and 97% of the hay and pasture land has a topsoil moisture rating of very short. The majority of crop damage this week was due to drought stress and strong winds. There have also been reports of localized hail in the region. Producers are busy hauling grain, getting equipment and bins ready for harvest and starting to swath, desiccate and combine in some areas. Provincially, 34% of crop in the southwest region has been combined, 22% in the southeast, 13% in the east central, 18% in the west central, 14% in the northeast and 7% in the northwest. Some producers in the southern regions of the province are more than halfway done their harvest. Not many parts of the province received significant amounts of rainfall this week. The most rain received this week was in the Lipton area where 20 mm was recorded. The Mecham area received 11 mm, the Nipawin area 8 mm, the Raymore area 7 mm and the Bigger area 3 mm. The rain will not make any difference in the crop yield for this year. Producers impacted will be delayed from combining but are happy to finally see rain. Pastures that no longer have cattle on them will benefit from the rain and have a chance to recover from the severe drought conditions of the season. Moisture conditions declined throughout most of the province this week, since the small amount of rain received was not enough to reverse the moisture deficient. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 4% adequate, 29% short and 67% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 2% adequate, 21% short and 77% very short. Crop damage causes this week remain the same with the majority from wind, heat, drought stress, gophers and insects such as grasshoppers and flea beetles. Farmers are busy getting equipment and bins ready for harvest, swathing and desiccating crops and combining, which is well underway in almost all areas of the province. With harvest underway in Saskatchewan, we want to remind producers to exercise caution while moving machinery and equipment across major and secondary highways. Concern around fires is very high and farmers are reminded to ensure firefighting equipment is close by to stop any combine or field fires from getting out of control. In response to the drought, the province last week announced an agri-recovery response to provide a per-head payment to help maintain female breeding stock. Details and information on how to apply are being finalized and will be shared as soon as possible. Note that producers don't have to be enrolled in any existing programs to qualify for funding. As details are finalized, producers can check www.scic.ca for updates, or contact their local Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation, SCIC, office or call toll-free at 1-888-935-0000. Producers are also reminded that in response to the feed shortage this year, SCIC doubled the low-yield appraisal threshold values for customers who salvage their cereal or pulse crops as feed, without negatively impacting future individual coverage. Customers are asked to contact their local SCIC office before they graze, bale or silage any damaged crops to discuss their options. Additionally, the Government of Saskatchewan made changes to temporarily increase the maximum funding a livestock producer can receive from the Farm and Ranch Water Infrastructure Program, FRWIP, for dugouts, wells and pipelines for agricultural use. Producers can contact the Ministry of Agriculture's Agriculture Knowledge Center at 1-866-457-2377 for information. The federal and provincial governments have also increased the 2021 Agri-Stability Interim Benefit Payment Percentage from 50% to 75% for Saskatchewan producers. The interim benefit provides the opportunity for producers enrolled in Agri-Stability to access a portion of their benefit early, to help support losses and cover costs. To apply for an interim benefit, producers can contact their local SCIC office, call the Agri-Stability Call Center toll-free at 1-886-270-8450, or email agristability at scic.ca. The Farm Stress Line is available for support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, toll-free at 1-800-667-4442. Calls are answered by Mobile Crisis Services Regina, a nonprofit, community-based agency, and there is no call display.